In Ohio, there were more developments today involving the registrations of tens of thousands of would-be voters in that critical presidential battleground. Yesterday, a federal judge halted plans to hold hearings on the challenges to those registrations. Today, the state's Republican Attorney General filed an emergency appeal with a federal appeals court asking that the challenges be heard. Joining us now from NPR member station WCPN in Cleveland is Janet Babin. And Janet, first explain who brought these challenges and why.
Sure. The Ohio Republican Party filed these challenges, initially numbered at about 35,000 voters, based on return mailings. So do you ever get a mailing that says do not forward on it, a piece of mail that says do not forward? Well, that's basically what the Republicans did. They sent out mail that couldn't be forwarded to more than 200,000 newly registered voters in Ohio. And if it was returned to them, then the Republicans filed these preemptive challenges.
The idea being these voters weren't living where they said they were.
Exactly. The address was incorrect. Therefore, the voter registration must be incorrect.
Now, the ruling yesterday by the federal district judge put an end to those challenges. Is that right?
Well, for now, that's correct. Judge Susan DeLotte granted the Democrats a motion for a temporary restraining order. So for the time being, the election boards named in the suit could not hold these pre-election hearings while this temporary restraining order is in place. But some of the counties not named in the suit also have pre-election challenges, and today they held these pre-election hearings. For example, near Akron, Ohio, the local elections board dismissed all challenges there, about 1,000 voters, at a contentious meeting. Voters were apparently furious that they were being challenged, they felt, for no good reason. The bipartisan board agreed and said that the Republicans who brought these challenges failed to provide proof that the registrations were fraudulent. So attorneys representing the Democrats filed an emergency motion late today asking that Judge DeLotte's temporary restraining order be clarified and extended to keep all counties in the state from holding these preemptive hearings. The attorneys say that even though only six counties were specifically named in their complaint, the judge's ruling certified a class of people that includes everyone who was challenged by the Republican Party.
Now, meantime, you also have this appeal from the Republican State Attorney General. What's that all about?
Well, the state attorney general says that Judge DeLotte basically is saying in her decision, in her ruling, that Ohio law is unconstitutional. So the state attorney general filed an emergency appeal to the U.S. Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals asking that the ruling be overturned.
Now, Janet, on Tuesday, on Election Day, if some of these voters go to the polling places, will there actually be challenges brought by the parties at the polling places themselves?
Yes, there will be. There's a little used Ohio law that's more than 50 years old that actually lets political parties have representatives or challengers inside polling places to question some voters. Possibly they question their identity or whether they're old enough to vote, or maybe they question if they've lived in the state for more than 30 days. And that is going to be permitted. Now, local boards of elections do fear that there will be many more of these challenges at the polling locations because of this stoppage in the preemptive challenges that take place before Election Day. So many boards of elections are worried that there will be long lines at polling places, and that will discourage voters from showing up or getting to vote.
And walk us through, if you would, how those challenges would work.
Well, the way the challenges work is that each precinct, voting precinct, is permitted to have one challenger from each political party. And those challengers will be there. And as I said, they are free to question any voter. But it really is up to the poll worker to make the final decision on whether a challenger is making a valid challenge to a voter.
Make that decision on the spot at the time of voting?
Exactly. If there's any question, the Secretary of State has said that the benefit of the doubt will go to the voter.
Janet Babin of member station WCPN in Cleveland. Janet, thanks very much.
Thank you.